A former Aaron Public School student says he was sexually, verbally and physically abused by the school's principal during the 1960s, leading to mental anguish, low self-esteem and more. The former student filed a $5 million lawsuit against the Upper Grand District School Board, UGDSB, which he claims not only allowed the abuse to happen but implemented and maintained a system which was designed to cover up the existence of such behavior. The plaintiff was 13 at the time of the alleged abuse. The plaintiff alleges that he was so profoundly negatively affected by these behaviors and activities that he spent many of the formative years of his life struggling to deal with the physical, mental, psychological, and emotional effects of these events, the lawsuit states, adding the principal interfered with his normal upbringing and education solely for the purpose of his own gratification. None of the allegations have been tested or proven in court, and no statement of defense has been filed at this time. Efforts to reach a UGDSB spokesperson for comment weren't immediately successful. The abuse began around 1960, the lawsuit claims, stating then Principal Lorne Brown used his position to gain the student's trust, make him feel special and prey upon him during extracurricular activities and more. It's alleged Brown fondled the boy's penis, scrotum and buttocks, and forced him to reciprocate. Forced kissing is also claimed, as well as other sexual and abusive activities. The plaintiff trusted Brown as a result of his status as a principal, and was dependent upon Brown for education and guidance, and was vulnerable to any abuse, influence and/or wrongful exercises of Brown's powers, the lawsuit states. The UGDSB provided Brown with the opportunity and means to come into contact with the plaintiff. It fostered a relationship between Brown and the plaintiff. It provided Brown with a position of respect, authority and trust. It provided Brown with control of the school, classrooms and/or programs inside the geographical boundaries of Aaron Public School, which further added to his position of respect and power, it continues. As a result of the alleged abuse, the now 76-year-old plaintiff says he suffered depression, feelings of worthlessness and loss of enjoyment of life, was robbed of the opportunity to experience a normal adolescence and adulthood, and impairment of his parenting abilities. Since the alleged abuse, the plaintiff has undergone medical treatment and psychological counseling which will be needed throughout his lifetime.